Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. A wide and gold winner. Toastmaster General, a wide and gold winner.
Music to our ears, Kenny. How glorious. How glorious to not only be back into the playoffs, but to come out firing like that, 5 for 5 from the outside.
And then go cold for 17 straight.
Didn't care.
Doesn't matter.
Didn't care. Rock fight, remember? Rock fight.
Was a rock fight.
Rock fight.
I have several observations about this. You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
I wrote in the first quarter about Paolo Banchero. I said, it already looks like they will either win it with him or he will just keep them in it. That's what I wrote like early in the first quarter. I go, everything runs through a 21-year-old, which for the Orlando Magic, it's big for their future because he's 21 years old. But it's like everything's going to run through him. So I'm like, I don't think they're going to win this series. I mean, the Cavs are going to win this series. That's how I felt. But I was like, I don't think the Magic are going to win this series. But if they're going to stay in it, it's going to be because of him. Like Wagner went away. And yeah, Suggs kind of warmed up as the game went on, but it seemed like things were a little bit too bright for him.
He was terrible.
And Banchero was trying to keep him going as much as they could. And then by the fourth quarter, I'd written down, you were right back in the first quarter about Banchero, and that was after he hit a three. And like they ballooned it out to 20. Orlando made some runs back. A game of runs, a series of runs. But it was a nice performance overall because they went cold from long range and then instead of trying to just force the issue, and they shoot a lot of threes, but instead of trying to force the issues, they threw it inside. They got work inside. Donovan on the dribble drive. A lot of guys trying to go inside, just take it to the rack because they knew they would beat him. I know you don't like to exchange the two for the threes, but Orlando really wasn't filling it up from what I saw. So I thought it was a great first game. I really did.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a way, especially with all the pressure that we talked about, not just all week. I mean, that pressure has been there since the moment they walked off the floor at the end of last year against the Knicks. They knew that the only thing that was supposed to matter for this team was going to be what they did in the playoffs. And you could not, especially against a Magic team you were favored over, you could not give up home court in game one the way they did last year to the Knicks. They could not get out tough, yeah, pushed around. They weren't going to allow that. And you saw they were going to set the tone fairly early. I mean, to the point where I saw our old friend, Coach Nick, was getting crushed by Cavs fans on Twitter.
Basketball breakdown?
The basketball breakdown guy, because he thought the Cavs were taking cheap shots.
I agree with the fans going after him.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was the right amount of toughness. I didn't think it was cheap. I thought you had to establish something there, and you had to establish. Because I thought it was perfect where you go after Wagner, and fans just honed in on him, and then they just let him have it every time he came around the ball, anytime he was near anybody. It was a signal to everybody that they needed to circle the waters and go with him. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and the Cavs, clearly, you almost wondered, and I wondered on Friday, are we going to be a little too aggressive to be physical just to show everybody, hey, just so you guys know we're physical, and then you get into a fight that you don't want to be in. But no, I didn't think that was the case at all. I think, you know, you pushed around a young team, a team that doesn't have that playoff experience. In many ways, you did to them in game one what the Knicks did to you the year before.
Yeah.
And really, they were on the brink of blowing that game wide open many times. Had they have not gone as cold, I do think Orlando turned their defense up a notch, and I do think they got their bearings a little bit. They are going to be a tough team to score on. I mean, when we scored 33 in the first, I texted a few friends. I said, is that going to be the most points in a quarter we have the rest of the series? And they're like, what are you talking about? We're crushing this team. And I'm like, it's going to be tougher. And it was. It did get tougher because Orlando settled down. But in the fourth, when you needed some buckets and you had a double-digit lead and you were worried about it getting down to single digits, all of a sudden, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, like they're your firepower, which is something the Magic we knew going into the series didn't have to match you. That's when they kind of put that game away.
Yeah, I have to agree with just about everything you said. So it's hard to have a big knockdown drag out here. I did think about that series with the Knicks last year because I mentioned this to you a couple of times, and it wasn't like you didn't mention it. It was, I go back to when I really learned about playoff basketball the first time with LeBron. And, you know, I mean, I'm a kid then, and I don't realize how it takes a couple of stabs at it to finally start to break through. You got to run up against the wall a couple of times. And it did make me think of last year and how I became very emotional, very upset, the laughing that was done. But there's also a natural, like, hey, you kind of got to take steps to this. And it seems like the Cavs have paid their due to some certain degree where the Magic haven't yet. Now, they're going to sit there and they're going to say, I don't know what Orlando Sports Talk Radio is. If there is, no offense, I don't know. But I'm sure that they'd be sitting there today go, well, it's game one and we learned this. But I'm looking at the Cavs going, all right, this was experience. This was trying to go after people. This was a year of everybody calling you soft, and I think that they took care of their business the way they were supposed to. I was relieved, obviously, yeah, but I was happy with the way that they played, and it gave me a lot of heart for the rest of this series.
Well, the critical part of this, and I was I'll be honest, I was very worried, not about the series. I had the Cavs winning the series. I don't know if we gave official predictions ever on Friday, but you know, I was kind of telling people they'll
both
probably win.
Took them to win, yeah.
Yeah, I said they'll probably win in five, but it'll be, you know, really hard-fought games and really, you know, coast to coast. That was a pretty lopsided game. Just the Cavs got off to that great start. I know they got it down to four, but it never really felt that way. It never really felt like, uh-oh, this is going to be a moment where we relinquish all the goodwill that we built up throughout the course of the game.
Did you feel the crowd felt that it was going to turn at all? I didn't. I was paying attention to the broadcast and watching in the office and thinking, I was trying to listen to the crowd and see whether or not they were starting to get tight or going to start booing. I didn't hear any of the boos, obviously. I mean, you were up by 20 at one point, for crying out loud,
yeah,
so there's not a real reason to boo. But when it got down to four, and I'm wondering, because there is a history there, and you can say what you want to, but with JB, like, there's a history of these huge leads evaporating, and then you're kind of left scrambling. And I felt the same way you did. I did not feel that there was a pensiveness like the way there has been in years past.
Let's be fair, too. We got to change the way we watch the playoffs from the regular season. Like we saw in the regular season, you know, how many 20-point games, Cavs been a part of those, how many 20-point games were those leads just completely erased and then people take it out on the coaches? It's like, well, you're watching the NBA this year. It's actually happening quite a bit, especially with the 3-point shooting. And teams do obviously take the foot off the gas. Well, you see some of that in the playoffs, too. Teams get the huge lead. I mean, the Clippers were up like 30 at one point over Kyrie and Luka. And then, of course, eventually those guys got going and a lead got down to, I think, like 13. That doesn't mean you're doing anything bad or you're taking your foot off the gas. It's just it's a basketball game. They're going to be runs. And so I never thought we were just going to blow it wide open and then be up 30 the entire game against the Magic. The Magic's defense, you knew, would make some adjustments. They made some. I will talk later today about some of the adjustments I think we're going to see and how we can throw the counterpunch. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled, Kenny, that they got off to that 5-of-5 from 3-point range. Really felt, and I don't know if you thought this, but I thought for the fans that were there, that were pumped up, that had been looking forward to this, you knew it would just take a little struggle early.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beyond for those guys potentially to be shell-shocked and for the air to be taken out of the building, and it never happened. That lead and that hot shooting to start out the game, and as dialed in defensively as they were, and it was an exquisite game plan defensively by JB and the Cavs. It was so gigantic for, I think, their morale, and to make sure that they were going to say, we're the team that has had the playoff experience. We're the veterans now. We are going to give them a welcome to the playoffs moment. The lights are going to be too bright for them. And I think that was the case across the board.
I would agree with that. 216-474-0092. So you had an interesting question for everybody here. You go right on ahead.
Yeah, I wonder.
You go right on ahead. This is going to be good.
I didn't see it online, so I'm sure they're coming at some point. Maybe it'll be after today, after tonight, if they take care of business like they should at home and they take a commanding 2-0 lead over this series and they go back to Orlando with the Magic and their proverbial tails between their legs. So maybe it's not coming yet, and it'll come after today. But I expected to start to see some apologies for the Cleveland fans, the so-called Cleveland fans, who I said were taking for granted the playoffs. All of a sudden, it's supposed to just be easy to make the playoffs, especially after LeBron. Oh, we're supposed to make playoffs every year. Okay. Where were the apologies from the fans that had to act like Game 82 was one of the worst crimes in Cleveland sports history? Where were the apologies? I didn't see them. I didn't see him in my inbox, and
Did you want me to apologize to you?
If you would like to.
Even though you forced me to do it, you didn't. I mean, I was not planning on getting upset on Monday, and then you got it out of me because that's what you do. But I did not plan on being upset with anything. You ended up getting me upset because...
And then
all of a sudden it became I'm rooting against the Cavs in the playoffs, which is never true.
Was this worth all that consternation after game 82 in which clearly we were trying to keep guys healthy.
Yes.
Hey, that seemed to be a pretty smart mentality going into
worth
that
it.
Game.
It was worth all the consternation. It was worth all the anger. It was worth all the bitterness. It wasn't worth it. Why wasn't it worth it?
Because
the guy
was,
who sits there and goes
game
after the
82
Cavs,
and the goal was to get guys healthy for the playoffs. And what do you know? They're healthy
in just
and they
one
had
game?
A dominant performance over the Magic.
Wait a minute.
When Donovan Mitchell was healthy. What do you know? Darius Garland. Oh, what do you know? Everyone looked healthy, and they rolled
the
hell out of the Orlando Magic.
In the fourth quarter?
Funny that would happen. Amazing that they would think that would happen.
Whoa. In the fourth quarter. And by the way, that wasn't their overall goal. I mean, they basically – and you go back, Max Strus, you want an apology from Max Strus, who was as upset as anybody out there? Because that's what kind of did. It was that a player himself was upset over this entire ordeal.
Do you want an apology from the Strus Moose? He's a competitor. I'm sure he didn't love that.
Yeah, make an excuse any way you possibly
but
can.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We were the only fan base that was upset that way after plenty of teams were sitting guys. And the team that didn't, the Knicks, got crushed by their fans for playing guys too many minutes in Game 82.
I can't
Never
explain
Never has Game 82 meant this much. Never has it meant this much to anybody like it did here in Cleveland, which was because, so bizarre when all we were talking about all year were the playoffs.
Because you were the team that was under 500 in the second half of the season. After starting out so well, you were the team that did so wonderfully in the month of January, and then it just basically evaporates after the All-Star break. Like, that's part of that consternation that went in there.
Yeah,
so, yeah, obviously there's an overreaction to all this.
Wait, can you tell me, Kent? Refresh my memory. What happened in that second half of the year after the All-Star break that led to them being below 500?
Donovan Mitchell got hurt.
Oh, that's right. They didn't have their best player, and they weren't on the floor together. That's right. I knew something had happened that was responsible for them going four games below 500 after the All-Star break. I couldn't put my finger on it, but thanks to you saying that, now I remember we got everybody back healthy, and we rolled the hell out of the Orlando Magic in the playoffs. That's what it's all about. Who is playing chess and who is playing checkers here?
I don't think fans need to apologize for anything.
Well, you don't have to. I mean,
I don't think fans need to apologize for anything.
You don't have
anything.
To swallow your pride if you don't want. I mean, that's okay.
What?
I don't know.
There's a pride swallowing
just
here?
Didn't feel like a playoff town this week. It really didn't. And then an hour before tip-off, I got people texting me and going, this is what your co-host did. Place was empty.
That's ridiculous.
An hour before tip-off.
Tell whoever texted you
people,
to kiss my
and
ass.
I had a lot of people tweet me going, you're going to let Ken have it? I'm like, well,
yeah,
he's
let me have it. I wanted him to lose.
He's supposed to be on our side. I think he's rooting for the Cavs to win.
There is no sides here. Everybody wants the Cavs to win. I wanted the Cavs to win.
I agree.
No, you're not going to do this to
I told
me.
Him
you're
that
not going to do
unfair.
This to me at the beginning of the show.
I told him I know. In his heart of hearts, my co-host was going to be pulling for the Cavs.
I was pulling for the Cavs the whole week. There was no secret pulling for the Cavs.
For whatever reason, fans listened to you all week and said it sounded like you were rooting for the downfall of the team.
Don't you do that to me.
I said that was unfair.
Because on Friday, I begged them. I begged them to call in and get excited, and they didn't do it. So don't even start that.
And then
I gave them every chance they could.
And I told them that, and they were like, Ken was being facetious. He didn't really get all that excited about it. I said, well, that's ridiculous. I've known my co-host for many years. He would never act like that.
Yeah, I'm acting like I'm acting like what? Like I was excited? Like I was upset?
They want to know where the rah-rah was. A pep rally. They said, hey, if it were the Browns, Ken would have been doing flips in the studio. And I said, you know what? I said that on Monday and I apologized to Ken. I shouldn't have compared the two situations.
You shouldn't have. 216-474-0092.
But you can if you want to apologize.
To the negative fans over the Cavs, an apology. I'm not apologizing for anything.
Well, I know you're not. I don't think you have any reason to.
Thank you very much.
I think you were adequately excited by like Friday after the show. I could sense
it. I was excited
Friday
morning. There
was a pep in you. When we walked out of the studio on Friday, I was like, I think we did a pretty good show. I know I was pretty excited about the Cavs. And then I saw a pep in your step. I'm like, all right, Ken's got it. I mean, it took all week, but Ken's now excited. He's not going to let a game against the Hornets, you know, in game 82 keep him down. So I was excited to see that from you. After the show.
It was before that show on Friday. It was before it. Now, you could sit there and do your revisionist history all you want, but it was before it.
How much Michael Stanley did we really play on Friday?
We only played it one time. That's because Kevin Stefanski asked for it. That was it.
That we had to have the football coach get us pumped up for the Cavs.
Yeah, and you're the one who always wants to turn Browns fans on Cavs fans when they're the same fans with a football coach.
Were they?
Who has a basketball background,
like
was the one
week.
Who wanted to play the Michael Stanley.
Didn't seem like it last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but the Browns are just the scourge of everything to the people who are bigger basketball and baseball fans than football.
I think it takes the Browns coach, who maybe has the greatest quote of all time in those situations.
Setbacks paved the way for comebacks.
It was a comeback a year in the making. Hey, maybe everyone's on board today. Maybe it'll be a different story. We'll get a bunch of Michael Stanley today.
Is there another quote we have to have from maybe Paul Dolan about Josh Naylor coming up at around 720? 216-474-0092.
Don't go there.
Do the negative fans owe the Cavs an apology? It's been one game, but it was a hell of a game over the Orlando Magic.
Awesome
Ken
game.
Carmen, Anthony Lima, and the curious case to Evan Mobley, where some people are saying it was an escape act. Yesterday on Saturday afternoon, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.